Welcome to the Friday, November the 21st episode of Briefing with Butts, our 15th episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. All right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week. At Monday evening's working session, our school board recognized three incredibly deserving individuals for their outstanding achievements. Ashley Papella, a teacher at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center, was selected for the University of Chicago's Outstanding Educator Award. Students accepted into the University of Chicago's class of 2029 were asked to nominate an educator whose guidance had helped them along the path towards intellectual growth. Gift Akintomide, Ben Davis University High School Class of 2025, nominated Ashley for the prestigious honor, and Ashley shared with us it was largely in part due to all of the work during the pandemic that Ashley virtually was working with Gift. Second teacher, Amy Stovall, art teacher at Lyndhurst 7th and 8th grade center, was honored by the Arts Education Association of Indiana as the Outstanding Middle School Art Educator of 2025. What an incredible recognition. Congratulations, Amy. And Diane Rogers, media specialist at Ben Davis 9th grade center, has received the Indiana Library Federation 2025 Federation Leadership Award. This award focuses on persistent and ongoing work or service within or to the Indiana Library Federation. Congratulations to Diane. Also, thank you to our Wayne Township 4-H students who visited the school board session with cookies and a sweet invitation. You won't want to miss their annual Junior Leader Cookie Auction and Award Ceremony coming up on December the 12th, starting at 6:45 p.m. That will be at Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens over on High School Road, and that supports their summer camp attendance for our 4-H students. On Thursday, our school board visited Rhodes Elementary to learn about the great things happening there and what a hoedown that was, thanks to Mrs. Britton. Of course, we are just two more school days away from Thanksgiving break, and the students of Ben Davis High School have been very busy with the annual Thanksgiving food drive, which is a district-wide effort to support our Wayne Township families in need during the holiday season. Speaking of the food drive, I'm excited to welcome this week's guest to tell us more about this important effort. Please join me in welcoming Ben Davis High School Senior Vice President Faith Oluwamuyemi and Senior Class President Kayla Flowers. Welcome, Faith and Kayla.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Senior year for both of you. This is an activity. Have you been involved in the Thanksgiving food drive in past years?
Yeah.
So this is not the first time. No. We can walk down the hallway over by what used to be the office area, kind of over by the theater, the little theater, and the large auditorium. How's the food looking this year compared to last?
Oh,
more, less? What do you think?
I'd say it's been a little bit more since last year. We had that little space in the auditorium, mm-hmm. but this year we have like a ton of more space where we have it. So there's a ton more food coming in, so we have like a bunch of more food.
So as senior class president and senior class vice president, what is your role in this Thanksgiving food drive? What do you do with the other students to help make this happen?
So to start, we get the word out there. It's hard to get students to get involved if they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
We start off by making social media posts. We have a Ben Davis page, so we start to get that out there.
Signs all over the school.
Yeah, we have it on BDTV, on the announcements. I tell my teachers in my yearbook class, I try to make an announcement to the class, and we just keep it going. I bring what I have at home, and if I don't have any, I go buy some. Mm-hmm. Make sure Faith tells who he know.
So how many students will be involved in this process through up through the distribution of the food?
We have the class officers, Purple Rain. We have our Thrive students. So it's multiple people around the building.
So that sounds like 50, 60 or more students that are going to be involved?
I'd say a lot more than that, because we even have students that volunteer. Like, they come out of their day, like whenever they have a free period, they just come around and just help us out. Just make the process a lot more easier on us and everybody involved.
So we talked a little bit last week about some of the food and the food drive that we have. Where does the food come from that you're utilizing to put into these boxes for the families?
They come from every middle school, every elementary, and all around Wayne Township. People come around, just donate. People drop it off at the front office and wherever possible from each of the classes at Ben Davis High School and everywhere around Wayne Township.
Yeah. And you have a faculty advisor. You want to talk about your amazing faculty advisor that has done this for, golly, decades, I think.
Miss Edwards. We love Miss Edwards.
She's amazing.
Right?
She's the best.
She keeps us on our toes. Mm-hmm. She lets us know everything.
Yeah. How many boxes do you think you'll give? Like, how many families are going to be supported by this effort?
I would say
over 700.
Definitely over 700.
Wow.
We have so much and many more to come.
Wow. So talk about this process, right? So how do you identify families? When do they come pick it up? How does that process work? Because right now you're putting food into boxes. You're looking at turkeys and non-perishable items. I think there's some other meals, too, that go in there. So it's not just about the Thanksgiving meal, but maybe some other meals that might be able to be served during the time that we're off from school. So what does that process look like? How do you identify the families? And when they come up, How does that all work?
We typically, this Friday is when we're going to end our Thanksgiving food drive and we're going to start packing up. So we have now it sorted out from like different vegetables, different fruits, and different soups. So we'll start bagging that together and put a little bit of everything into each one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our families. I think this year is the families that could sign up are the ones that we have. So then they'll come to us Monday morning and we'll pass it out. We have turkeys that we've got and we just put that together. And it's just different families that we just go to.
I've heard it's hard to get turkeys this year. Have you guys had some trouble getting turkeys?
Yeah, we've heard Ms. Edwards had trouble.
Yeah. So our elementary school parent liaisons and our guidance counselors help to identify families and make sure that we are really targeting those families that have the greatest need. And we know, especially with the government shutdown that we just came out of, there's quite a bit of need with a lot of our families, aren't there?
Yeah, it's doubled since last year.
Wow.
So we've tried to do our best this year because it's been a lot more.
Yeah.
And especially with the ending of the SNAP benefits and stuff mm-hmm. like that, it's really been a great need for our community.
So you've seen a huge response from our community. Faith, why do you think it's so important for students to be involved in work like this and in giving back and in serving?
I'd say when you have a community where people are more privileged than others, it's always great to give back, to just be thankful for what you have. And that's the whole point of Thanksgiving. You're just thankful for what you have
mm-hmm.
and thankful for what you can give back to other people, and just kindness out of your heart, just being able to do what you can.
And then we'll shift from the Thanksgiving food drive to the holiday toy drive. Will you guys be involved with that as well?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. And Mrs. Rose coordinates that work, right?
Yeah.
And so class officers and who else is involved in that toy drive?
I think
National Honor Society,
yeah,
maybe.
Purple Rain, too.
Sophomore leadership.
Okay.
Yeah.
So talk to me. Let's shift gears just a little bit. I want to talk about the two of you. You've chosen to take a leadership role. The class of 2026, you actually had to campaign for these offices. So this was something that you decided you want to do. Tell me more about why you wanted to be the leaders of Ben Davis High School's class of 2026.
To start, I wanted to be a leader because I wanted to show everybody it's not about like... It's about who you are as a person, but it's not a popularity contest.
Mm.
I wanted them to know that you don't have to be number one in your class
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to be the smartest and the brightest. You just have to be a great person because being a great person gets you far.
Yeah. Faith, what about you?
I really wanted this because it was just during the past years, like sophomore year, junior year, I was seeing like a lot of people, they had so much ideas. They had all these thoughts and processes they want for their senior year, but nobody ever stepped up. Mm. Nobody really wanted to say anything. So just being able to be involved with everybody and just ask them what they know or what they want for their senior year and being able to execute that, that was my goal, and that was why I signed up and campaigned, and I'm glad I got the position.
So as president and vice president of the senior class, do you get to meet with Mrs. Squire and give her some ideas too?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
More Mr. Mendenhall than
Mr. Okay, yeah, Mr. Mendenhall. Yeah. All right, Mr. Mendenhall. Kayla, what's your aspiration? What does it look like for you after graduation?
Ooh, After graduation, I recently committed to college to run track. So
wow.
I'm a collegiate athlete.
Yeah, which one? Which college?
Seton Hill in Pennsylvania.
Wow, good for you.
So that's that. I'm going to college on a scholarship.
Yeah.
I'm going to major in criminal justice.
Okay.
And when I finish school, I plan to go to law school.
Wonderful. Wow, you're going to be a track athlete at Seton Hall, going into criminal justice. Good for you. Faith, what about you?
Right now, I'm after this track season, if I don't have a offer or a scholarship, I'm going to try to be a walk-on at any college I go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm considering two colleges in Ohio, and I'm a major in biochemical engineering.
Wow.
What
was it that got you interested in biochemical engineering?
I'd say a big part of it was the amazing science teachers we had at mm-hmm. Lyndhurst and Miss York. She was a big part of it. She's an amazing teacher.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. The way she taught just made me like fall in love with science and just learning out about how things work.
Kayla, what are your races that you are primarily focused on?
I'm a short sprinter. I run the 100 and 200.
Okay, and then do some relays?
Yeah.
All right. Faith, what about you?
I do the 800, the mile, and the 4x8, yeah.
So neither one of you would do each other's races because you...
Absolutely.
Faith, you don't like the short stuff, and Kayla, you don't like the long stuff.
The shortest I would go is a 400.
Okay, which is a sprint anymore, right?
That's pretty much.
200 is as long as you want to go. Anything else you guys would like to share about either your leadership experiences being president and vice president of the senior class or about this Thanksgiving food drive that you really want our listeners to know about?
I'd say the biggest part of being like a leader is tapping into the most hidden and unknown parts of your school.
Yeah.
Because there's so much ideas from everybody that they don't bother to speak up or they don't want to say anything because they're scared. But if you just take the time out of your day just to talk to somebody you've never met before, talk to somebody you don't know, it really brings fresh ideas to the table. Then hear from the same people every time.
Mm-hmm.
You hear from somebody new, somebody that has great ideas. They just don't have a way to get it out there.
Yeah.
So it's always great to just tap into like unknown and like behind the scenes, people behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I also second that, Faith. I feel like considering us, we ran together as class officers, so it made it a little bit easier.
So you guys were a slate.
Yeah, we were.
All right.
We were vice president and secretary our junior year.
Okay.
So
okay.
We moved up.
Yeah.
And so we decided, like, I wouldn't say we're on two different sides of the world, but kind of just a little bit. So it's easier for me to say, oh, Faith, people over here has told me this. And he's like, oh, yeah, Kayla Days also told me this. So we just put it together and make it work.
You know, I think 20 years in this school district, and I'm always impressed. And you two have continued to impress me with just your willingness to give back, your willingness to serve. I think a lot of people who are not familiar with the student body here at Ben Davis High School and here in Wayne Township don't truly know the heart of our students and the heart of being a giant and how we continue to give back. So, Faith and Kayla, thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you for what you're doing to serve our families here for the Thanksgiving holiday coming up next week. And thank you for being my guest today.
Of course.
Glad.
Thank you.
We are incredibly proud of both of you. Good luck with the second half of your senior year coming up.
Thank you so much.
Well, coming up, just a reminder, the visitation for former school board member Mike Nance, who served on our school board for 31 years, will take place this afternoon, November the 21st, from 3 to 8 p.m. That will be at the Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens. There will be a second viewing tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at Flanner and Buchanan in Speedway, followed by the funeral service at noon. Our hearts are with the Nance family during this difficult time. Mark your calendars for the annual Wayne Township 4-H Junior Leader Cookie Auction and Award Ceremony coming up on December the 12th. That'll start at 6:45 p.m. also at Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens. Ben Davis Lions Club will be hosting their pancake and biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday, December the 6th from 8 to 11 at Ben Davis University High School, featuring the Ben Davis Jazz Band and pictures with Santa Claus. Project Secret Santa, we talked about a little bit earlier, is kicking off at Ben Davis High School to provide MSD of Wayne Township Elementary students with gifts, toys, and clothes this Christmas. We'd also like to say a very special thank you to our very, very generous partners, Wind Supply, for also contributing so much to this Project Secret Santa. If you're interested in donating, we've included the donation link in this week's Parent Square message. And as though it needs to be mentioned, Thanksgiving recess does start next Wednesday, November the 26th. Wish everyone a very happy and restful Thanksgiving with family and with friends. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in to our next episode on December the 5th for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.